Evidence.
Happy Independence Weekend, everybody. Fireworks for the next couple of days, to be sure. I know a lot of places already set them off, some getting ready to do that, and others saying, yeah, we can't do it because of the weather conditions. We can't afford it because some of the city folks feel that they're being drained, their budgets are being drained, so they won't do it. And there are other reasons why fireworks aren't going off either, like the big storm that just pressed through Maryland and the District of Columbia, Virginia, West Virginia, and in parts of Illinois, with down power lines and trees and all kinds of problems. The last thing they're worried about is trying to do a fireworks show. It's too bad, because fireworks and Independence Day and the whole weekend and the days surrounding it, it gives you that warm, fuzzy, patriotic feeling, doesn't it? You start to see flags. I don't know how many flags are up in your neighborhood, but boy, everywhere I looked in mine, there were flags. Flags out by the curb, flags on the side of the house. Pretty cool to see that. The last time I saw that many flags would be after 9/11. After 9/11, flags were everywhere. And then I think you would still see flags pop up, but then it kind of became business as usual, I guess, for lack of a better way to say that. Not business as usual here on America Tonight. We're going to take off in a couple of different directions, and you're invited to this party as well. If you hear something and you want to throw in on it, please do at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Coming up in this hour, of course, by the numbers, we can count. Plus, we're going to talk about some of the goings-on in D.C. before everyone skedaddled for the 4th of July weekend. Scary thing happening, speaking of fireworks, is, you know, Iran is testing those long-range missiles. You remember that, and saying they could hit U.S. warships, flexing their muscle, so to speak, by announcing and by doing those tests. And it's a barrage of missiles that they aim at a so-called mock enemy bases, and these are war game exercises. The idea of doing it is to make sure everyone knows about it, to push away potential attacks, to say, hey, just so you know. In fact, they called it the Great Prophet Seven drills. Great Prophet Seven. And the idea is they set up in desert areas, and then they tell you how far they would reach, saying that they could demonstrate that they could reach the American warships for one, and making sure that that was heavily announced. Now, what's interesting is we know this already. We and Israel have been locked up in a wild struggle with Iran over nuclear enrichment forever, since I started doing America Tonight through the Bush years and into the Obama years. It's been the same thing. Military action, we kept hearing, is always on the table, always on the table, always on the table. And if we knew for sure that Iran was pursuing nuclear weapons, then there's a chance that we could press it, that we could go after Iran. And always dissuaded, always throwing sanctions, always talking about other alternatives. But now, with the mock enemy bases deal, is there a chance that we may see some action? We sent ships and planes to the Persian Gulf, and there is no question that you can feel the tension between Iran, Israel, and the United States. I think if pressed in the right direction, we could see something happen. I know on these airways before I've said I really believe that eventually we're going to go after Iran. At least we're going to dump some bombs on Iran. The New York Times had today talked about the fact that we were adding forces in the Persian Gulf. And, of course, the idea is to deter the military from any attempt to shut the Strait of Hormuz off and to increase the number of jets that could go pretty deep into Iran if the standoff over the nuke program continues to escalate. Now, I'm curious as to whether or not Ahmadinejad is going to push this, or the Ayatollah, are they going to push this forward or back down? Are they going to back down off of what they're doing now at this point? I think it's pretty clear what the message is from the Pentagon. Don't think about it. Don't think about closing the strait. And or we're going to send out our boats after yours if you do that and mess up the shipping lanes. So with this build up, with this rhetoric, I'm thinking, you know, it could be closer than you might want to believe to the bombing day. Sure, it's delicate, and it's a wild little two-step that's going on, but this has been happening for two administrations. So in other words, longer, I mean, 8 years longer than that. Will we really step into this and just flat out go after Iran? Are we going to do it? I think it's going to happen. Iran is a crazy, wild, rogue, idiot nation. And they have the nut, Ahmadinejad, running the show. They hate Israel. You hear all his anti-Israel rhetoric. They want to get rid of Israel. So who are we supporting here? We're going to support the Israelis, I would think. And because Iran being able to get their hands on the kind of stuff they're getting their hands on, it makes it very, very problematic. So to me, this is a huge story. I think if Obama's reelected, boom, after he gets reelected, then that's where maybe you'd see something. We got 4 months till November, and some of the polls have Romney neck and neck with Obama, but we'll say that if Obama gets in, I think that inevitably Iran is going to get knocked down because it can't continue to let Iran do what it's doing and not be worried about nuclear proliferation and what's happening there. How can we, you know, the Ayatollahs are like laughing hyenas. They're laughing in our face over what's happening. I mean, Iran is winning. They're succeeding. They're succeeding, first with the drone and capturing it and throwing it in our face, and now with the war games and the threats and the whole time behind the curtain, they are working on building nukes, saying it's about power. Baloney. Baloney. Do you think that we should strike Iran, or are you of the mindset that we got to stay out of it? It's too late for us to stay out of it. We have to go in. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about how rough it's been with the power outages for now. How many days? 4-5 days. The lights went out on Friday. The power went down on Friday in the District of Columbia and some of the other spots we were talking about, and it's still scorching, and you got millions of people without power. Oh, something's got to give. We're talking about it next on ACN. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1230. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5271, $826.35 for a half ounce, or $413.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5271, $826.35, and $413.18.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Getting any air conditioning, your electricity is gone. Yeah, you're sweltering, you're hot, doesn't matter. You say 90s, it could be 10, you're dancing on the sun, and you're fuming because now it's been 4 days and you're trying to figure out what to do. You've got a punch, you got to come up with some kind of a plan, and that's what people are trying to do, come up with some kind of plan. Say one person who's not happy, the governor of Maryland is very upset at the timeline of getting all this power restored, because, of course, he's upset. His phone lines are blowing up with people who are not happy with him. The governor is the guy you go to when you have, you know, when you have no choice, when you have had it. You're going to call up Martin O'Malley in Maryland and say, listen, how much of this is restored? And what's going on with the heat? And here's what he had to say.
75% of those who suffered power outages as a result of this hurricane punch without the hurricane warning have now been restored. We are still in a very dangerous part of this emergency, and that's why the most important home, the most important residence we restore to power is the very next one.
I think the wildest quote that I saw, not from the governor. He said he was going to put his foot somewhere if they didn't hurry up and get more people back online. But on WTOP, which is a big radio station in Washington, D.C., they had one of the city councilmen from one of the various counties in Washington say that people are so angry, they are berserk. Yeah, 5 days with no power and 100 Fahrenheit looking at the thermometer. I think I'd be a little upset. My temperature might rise, and I'm a pretty cool customer. 23 people have died since Friday, and a lot of those people died when trees fell on their houses and their cars, sadly. Heat stroke took a few other people, too. But, you know, what's happening is in the District of Columbia, with 13,000 people out of power, Pepco is the local company, they're giving out food to people who can't cook at home because they know they can't cook. And this is also the, you know, 4th of July. So, of course, they're canceling fireworks with all the damage from the winds, the high winds and the heat and the drought-like conditions. There's no way. It'd be way too risky. Now, one of the biggest fireworks in the country is in Washington's National Mall, and the National Park Service says they're going to still do that. They're going to still have the fireworks. But State Farm, if you work for State Farm and you live in that area, yeah, you're not celebrating. Do you know how many claims they've gotten from the weekend storms? This is going to blow you away. How many claims do you think the largest home and auto insurer has gotten from just last week's storms? If you were saying somewhere in the neighborhood of 29,000, you're correct. Yep. House damage, a lot of those. House damage. USAA and Nationwide said that they got 12,000 claims, mostly for homes. The three of those companies that I just mentioned are about 16% of U.S. property insurance markets. They're the insurers. Whew. That is no one's getting any holiday. They're getting overtime. That's what's happening. So the power grid, the damage to the power grid was blamed on last week's big, powerful straight-line windstorms. I mean, that's, you know, from the Midwest to the Atlantic Ocean, bad, bad stuff. That's rough. That's rough when you're waiting for, you got a tree, and these are big trees. I mean, we're saying like the roots of the tree ripped out, smacked on the house, and then who knows what's happened in the front with the car. Oh, that'd be such a double whammy, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be the worst? That's when you just have to punt and say, it's just a bad day. It's just a bad couple of days, and I'm getting in line with all those 12,000 people. I'm making my call, or State Farm, make me 29,001 and forget about it. At least it's another day above ground. That's how you got to look at it. Sometimes you got to just turn it around because getting agents on the phone would be really, really tough. Really, really tough. All right. Here's a tough warning, but I think, it's about time that this warning came around. You know, we keep hearing the words. Who are the fools in Washington that come up with the buzzwords? And this is a buzzword. Fiscal cliff. We're going off the fiscal cliff at the beginning of the year. So no wonder why Christine Lagarde, who is the managing director at the International Monetary Fund, is saying, you know what, we want the U.S. to address the fiscal cliff sooner rather than later. Because if that happens and confidence erodes, and if it's to materialize, and we see the U.S. economy contract and we're growing at 2012 about 2% and 2.3% in 2013. Boy, that it would reduce the growth to nothing. And then the risk is what happens from the outside, and of course the Eurozone, if the deterioration, the dire situation in the Eurozone would be now even a bigger risk to the U.S. recovery, and of course we know that. So the whole fiscal cliff thing is unacceptable. Of course it's unacceptable, because it's unacceptable for all of us, because you got, this was going to happen. There's no question. You got Bush-era tax cuts. This was what happened last day of the year. Woohoo! We're celebrating fireworks again. So we've got the Bush-era tax cuts. We have other tax holidays that expire. Then we have automatic spending cuts that will implode under that whole debt ceiling agreement from 2011. So you got tax hikes, spending cuts at the same time. How many billions will be sucked out of the economy next year and derail recovery? You don't even have to be a math major, an economic major. You don't have to know diddly about numbers. Just listen to what I'm saying. Tax hikes, spending cuts, same time, and tax holidays expiring. So what do you think is going to happen? Of course, we're dangling at the edge of a cliff. Of course, this is a dire, risky situation for the U.S. What's so interesting to me is, think about this in November when you go to vote. When 2011 happened and we kept hearing about the deficit ceiling, oh, we got to raise it. We got to raise the debt ceiling. It's got to kick in. It's got to happen. We got to come up with it. So that happens in 2011. Well, it's not going away anywhere. The politicians knew that this cliff was there. And with the X amount of time they had to address it, why wasn't this the focus? Why wouldn't you be just, okay, here's the five things we have to work on right now, then here's the next five things we have to work on right now. Why wouldn't this have been where the big push is? And the answer is because of the disagreement between taxes and spending cuts. So after November's elections, we could see some new faces in government on both sides of the aisle. And what kind of tax revenues are there at the beginning of the year? And are they going to adjust tax hikes and spending cuts? And, you know, will it be retroactive? And, yeah, what a mess. They should have had this done before the end of the year. They had time to work on it if they just would focus on one thing. And how ridiculous to put the American people over a barrel that way and let us just dangle. Shame on them for doing that. Happy Independence Day weekend. If you want to chime in, best fireworks show that you've ever seen, please call. Maybe you've been to Boston or New York for the Macy's Shindig, or perhaps Seattle or San Francisco, some of the places that I've already mentioned. Do you know how fireworks started? Who started fireworks? We have the answer to that riddle coming up next on America Tonight.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
If there are fireworks in your backyard, I said I would tell you about the history of fireworks just quickly anyway. It's not shocking that fireworks go back to the 7th century in China. That's where they were invented, to the best of my knowledge anyway. And the fireworks, of course, were there when there was festivals and whatever kind of things, villages took place and cultural deals in China. And it spread to other cultures after that, because people would go to China, Americans would go to China, delegates for goodwill gestures and stuff, and they would see these fantastic fireworks and wanted to bring them back to the United States. China, not surprisingly, is the largest manufacturer of fireworks in the world, and they export them all over the place, all over the place. To me, the best thing about fireworks is the colors, and especially the stars that push out, where you have typically purples and silvers and yellows and orange and, you know, all different colors. But even the white ones, the brilliance of the white ones, is the kind of skyrocketing fireworks that go from left to right or in the other direction, pretty cool. They call them, the shapes are like stars and rotating circles and 3D globes is another word I've heard describing some kinds of fireworks. And the Chinese actually came up with different kinds of fireworks with the color. That was the idea, the color and the effects. And the pyrotechnicians were, that was a big profession in China, I guess, in putting up and setting up these fireworks displays. And the emperors and whatnot loved their pyro, their pyro guys, the techs. They were revered in China because that was a big deal to have these fireworks displays and demonstrations and, you know, whatnot, and the feasts that they would do. They would set off fireworks constantly. It seems like they would try to build fireworks into whatever it was that they were doing. From everything that I've read, no matter what it was, they were going to come up with something. And there's some really elaborate ones that go on. They even have firework competitions. I didn't know that. Somebody I know that used to actually call the show a bunch, Sam in Montreal, talked one time about the Montreal Fireworks Festival and that they have this competition in the summer that they always hold and how it's such a huge deal for who's going to win and what they designed and and all that kind of stuff. And then in the Philippines, they do one too. They call it the World Pyro Olympics. Perfect. Just in time for the Olympics in London. The World Pyro Olympics is this, is the firework companies, the top ones in the world are going after each other and trying to show different displays and, you know, trying to win first place in that because that's pretty huge. But there's all kinds of things that you wouldn't believe that happen with fireworks, with the, not just the obvious things in the United States like Independence Week and for major league ballparks where they set them off and whatnot, but there are other places, of course, where we see them. I'm thinking the Walt Disney World. I was just there a couple of years ago. They do that. They do the fireworks too for a lot of different days. They end up doing that. And they say the second, somebody sent me an email on this. This came to me from Jake, who actually listens to us out of Texas. But he said that the second largest fireworks in the United States is actually the ones in Cincinnati. They do one, and it's takes place over the Ohio River between Ohio's Cincinnati and Kentucky, and you got about 500,000 people that show up, and then you got, you know, they're on the banks of the river or the water, and then you've got people that are on boats, and they even televise it. They end up televising it, and it's huge. They say they've done it since the 70s, and then it happens over Labor Day. Wow, pretty cool. I think they even have a live webcam now. Everybody has webcams. I think they have a webcam on that. I might have to check that out. I didn't actually know anything about the Cincinnati, Kentucky thing, straddling it. And of course, New Year's Eve, you drop the ball in New York City, the start of the new year. You have fireworks that go off when the ball drops down, and or it has lately anyway, did last year too. And the very first celebration of Independence Day in 1777, 6 years actually ahead of whether they knew that they would survive or not, fireworks were a big part of celebrating, huge part of it. And if you read any of the accounts about George Washington, the inauguration, they had a lot of fireworks there too for his inauguration. That would be 1789, my friends. But China still rules because China sends all the, you know, they make the fireworks for the most part. Not all, but they make a lot of the fireworks, and then they end up exporting most of that stuff, too, most of the stars and all the other things that they do. And, of course, in the United States, we have to be one of the biggest consumers of it, although in some states it's illegal to sell them. In other places, you've got stands all over the place with black cats and sparklers and pops and other things that you can, you know, other things that you can ultimately buy. I wanted to throw this out because, you know, we always have such terrific response from the mailbag that I feel like we hit a couple of the highlights when we actually go to the mailbag. We don't get to rifle in a lot of letters. And I got two different emails, and I guess you're trying to alert me to this fact. One was from a guy named Jim in New Jersey, and the other one was from John, listening in Brownsville, Texas. And it's funny, two different parts of the country, but both saw this on the radar and wanted to point out, I guess because of talking about the Arizona immigration law, that now they've seen that what's happened is they're using, when ICE responds sometimes, when Border Patrol agents especially respond along the border, they're taking different kinds of weapons, and one of them, and even Fox did a story on this, one of them is the big new thing is these gunboats, because they can move so fast on the river. So they've got the gunboats that they're taking out while they're patrolling, since the drug cartel violence is so crazy. And then not wanting it to spill into the United States, it's easier to go to the water because of the firepower they have and how many people they can dissuade. I didn't even know these statistics. I was looking at these statistics earlier in the day, but since 2007, 56,000 people in Mexico have been killed because of the drug cartel stuff. And you got people working round the clock trying to stop this crazy spigot flow of weapons and drugs and illegals into the U.S. from the southern part of, the southern part of the country, yes, but from the country that we're bordering on, the third world country, because that's what Mexico is. But these boats cost over $500,000, and they're just supposed to be incredible with the amount of weaponry they have, how they can get back and get their cargo and do what they have to do. It's just something else, I guess, in their arsenal and in the more Spartan areas, which has always been the problem. What do? You can't, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. So you're not accomplishing anything unless you are able to get away from the drug cartels, get the people you need to get. And these gunboats are in Texas are supposedly incredible with how much flow they're stopping and how many people, actually they're helping that they see and they're able to get to and roll on pretty fast, because that's always the name of the game at the border. I mean, let's face it. What if you had to design a better mousetrap? Because that's what it is. It's a game of cat and mouse, and the gunboats seem to be working the best because of how quickly they can fire back if they're fired on, and how many people that, let's be honest, that boat can take out. It's a huge, huge amount of people. I said we were going to do the numbers thing, and we certainly will. It is always about the numbers. We trace it back to everything good and bad in our lives. That's why so many people believe in numbers. They look to see what their numbers are, even for certain days of when to interview and when not to interview. We Can Count, coming up.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Weekend Count is dedicated to Matt Johnson. One more, buddy. So, speaking of one more day without power. That's exactly what some people are saying who are absolutely miserable. I know we've talked about it, but let me give you some other numbers. The utility crews just can't catch up. It's a bummer. They can't do it. 16-hour days, and it still is not enough. The death toll is over 23 now at this point, and the damage with the winds is unbelievable. I told you earlier about the insurance companies, the amount of calls, that kind of thing. But you've got people 10 deep waiting for generators that they've already prepaid for in places like Silver Spring, Maryland, everything from Home Depot, Lowe's to local hardware places are sold out. You also have Baltimore Gas and Electric Company saying that, you know, this might take us 10 days. It took us 8.5 days to get service back to 750,000 customers who lost power during Hurricane Irene. So, with people working as much as they can in these 16-hour shifts, and it being 600,000 people without power, we might get close to that or more, because that's what they're saying, maybe 10 days And I think part of that is because of the Transformers. More Transformers apparently were struck than the last time out. And once that goes, boy, that is really, really tough to, really, really tough to deal with, because you've got to, you know, you got to get that up and running. Well, for all the times that we talk about health on this show, whether we have Ben Fuchs on or we're talking to my pal Don Wiskin from Extendivite about heart and how he went to the source of taking natural herbs, seven herbs, including garlic and cayenne, to mix up his great concoction, since he came from a family where too many people lost their lives to heart bypass and heart attacks and everything else. Can you imagine eating a 1,000-calorie sandwich? Burger King has a 1,000-calorie sandwich they started talking about at the beginning of the year, and it's a smoked bacon and cheddar double Angus burger. What I think is so shocking is how many people, they say, in most of their stores, the item is incredibly popular. They believe they've sold millions of them to date in the 6 months since it's been available. Wow. You've got, what's healthy on that sandwich? Lettuce, tomato, onion, then what, I'm sure this is part of why it's so fattening besides the bacon, some kind of a creamy mayonnaise, a salad and creamy mayonnaise sauce on it. 1,000 calories. That's like what I'm trying to eat in a day. So that would be it. Here's your sandwich. That's all you can eat. That's it. Sorry. You're done. All right. This is the strangest thing. And somebody actually sent me a link to it. And it actually happened a week or so ago, I guess, that the story broke. And we didn't talk about it on the air. But there's a man who escaped from Wyoming who was on the run or on the lam for 31 years, and they arrested him in Alaska. The Seldovia police chief arrested 47-year-old Joe Welsh while he was eating dinner at a restaurant, at a local restaurant, the Tide Pool Restaurant. He was serving 6 years in the state penitentiary in Wyoming when he was transferred to the state hospital for drug rehab. He escaped in 1981. He was living in Alaska for at least the last 12 years, working construction jobs, and nobody realized, you know, what his past was or who he was. Oh, what a bummer. 31 years, he's out, he's gone, he escapes, no problem, and boom, in an instant, his life changes because somehow he's recognized. Oh, shouldn't have stopped at that Tide Pool restaurant. Oh, man. Imagine winning $18 million playing poker. That would be a good couple of days, wouldn't it, in a tournament? $18 million. Antonio Estadaria doesn't have to imagine it. He won it. He had a day-long battle against a guy named Sam Trickett, and he made it to the final table, and he got the biggest prize out of Vegas. The big one for the one drop is what they're calling it. Big one for the one drop, and the World Series of Poker has become so big. So you win this thing, it's a, of course, the odds are just incredible. The guy said afterwards he was just euphoric. He gets a diamond and platinum championship bracelet. Gets all that, all the, of course, money. And then he can go back to the tables and play on the final day to split up, I guess, some extra money. That's it. Wow, that's incredible. You really would be riding a high, I think. Phil Hellmuth, to give you an idea, owns 12 World Series of Poker champion bracelets. And still, you would put him on the money list as way down the line. He was in fourth place with winning over $2,645,000. How about that? But 18 million. That is some kind of record. Some kind of record. Unbelievable. Then they have these other events after this. 7,000 players will take part in a $10,000 buy-in, no limit, Texas Hold'em main event. That starts on July 7th, and it ends when the final table is reached July 16th, and then they have finals play on October 28th. Whew. What did I say there? $10,000 buy-in, no limit. If you're playing with somebody else's money, it might be okay, but you gotta be able to have that cash that you can part company with if it just doesn't work out, so that you don't have to sweat it out. How about the student loan dilemma? We talked about that for a long time on America Tonight and what was going to happen with student loans, with the interest and whatnot. And even though Congress kept the interest on the new subsidized loans at 3.4%, there's been other federal student changes. Other federal student loans are going to be more costly. So nobody talks about that. They just talk about, oh, okay, well, after July 1st, it's going to remain at 3.4% rather than double to 6.8% thanks to the votes in Congress. But there are other changes that started on July 1st that will make some of those loans more costly. And they were passed by Congress during the ugliness over the federal budget and the debt ceiling. So here's the thing. The federal government's not going to pay the interest for the first 6 months after graduation, because that was something that happened before. That's not going to happen. And what does it mean for someone who graduates? Well, you still get 6 months before your first student loan payment happens, but the interest accumulates in the 6 months, and it's added to your principal. So that'll be, you'll add another 57 to the average loan if it was, let's say, over $3,300. So the interest rate is 3.4, and then when it doubles on the new loans in a year, then it would jump up from 57 to 114. The idea is not to have as much student loans, I would guess, because who wants to pay that? At least they didn't get the 6.8, because then it would have been a double whammy. But see, no one ever talks about the other side of that. And then they have other changes. Needy students will be eligible for Pell Grants. Remember those? For only 12 full-time semesters, there was no limit before. And so, you know, you got to get that degree in 4 years. Otherwise, you're out there with your tin cup. You know what I mean? Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.